Hey everyone, welcome to the premiere episode of Marriage and Martinis. I'm Danielle.
Hi, I'm Adam.
And we're really excited to have you all here, and thanks so much for tuning in. This is our first episode, and we're going to talk about turning 40 and being married for 15 years, both for us, which happened in the same year. And I guess people have been asking us when we've been telling our friends and family that we're starting a podcast together, what is it going to be about? Like, what could we have to talk about? We're not really specialists in anything.
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, we're kind of the opposite. And your mom has always said to us,
we should have a sitcom.
We should have our own sitcom.
Yeah. And we do. We sit every night and we talk. And by the time we're done
before podcasting, right? This is like,
Right. We've always, well, for a long time we've done that.
Right.
And, we've always, at the end of the night, I feel like, been like, someone should have been recording this.
Right.
So we sit in our bar room with our cocktails, and after a long day, we just kind of sit and reconnect and talk about whatever it is to talk about. And as we keep drinking, the conversation gets funnier and more crazy.
Well, it's been a very long day. It's 1:20 in the afternoon on a Saturday.
Today, yes, right. Today. But usually, this is not usual for us. No. This is a special occasion.
I just thought it should have been
a first
mentioned.
Podcast calls for cocktails in of the middle of the afternoon. So I sort of say, you know, I think that what's great about us starting a podcast is sort of that we're kind of like everybody else. We're this average couple. We live in the suburbs. And we've just sort of been figuring it all out as we go along. But I also think what's special about us is that we aren't in the least inhibited or embarrassed or humiliated. We're kind of willing to divulge anything about ourselves.
Which I think, yeah, everybody's going to find out.
Yeah, I think probably.
Yeah,
but
maybe too much.
But. Yeah, and we're willing to be honest because at the same time, we've had our issues and our problems, and we've gone through our struggles for sure. I mean, some big struggles, some small struggles, the everyday stuff, and the more catastrophic things. But we've also withstood the test of time. So I think we both sort of feel like, who cares what people know? This is our relationship, and if we're sharing, we're sharing because we kind of want everybody to have the best it could possibly be.
Well, it's also, I think that's more reality than a lot of people admit to. And they probably would listen to this and think, oh, yeah, that's us too. Right?
Well, I'm hoping that's what happens.
Me too. I hope other people go through the same things that we do.
I think that on some level, every marriage goes through some of the basic things. And I think we've picked up a few extra struggles and experiences along the way just by virtue of who we are. So on top of that, we're also huge movie, television, and stand-up comedy buffs, both of us. Mm-hmm. We're not experts. We just love it. So we thought it would be fun to incorporate in each episode some of our favorite films, shows, or other clips. And for this episode, since we're talking about being 40, and we both just turned 40, we are going to play a few clips from one of our favorites of all time. With Leslie Mann and Paul Rudd.
How many times have we watched this one together?
Yeah,
right?
Who knows? This is 40.
Okay.
So, go ahead.
You want to get a massage or do something fun? 40's huge.
I'm turning 38.
Okay, 38. We'll move on. Isn't it weird that our birthday is the same week and then we're going to have a party and it's just for me?
No, I don't think it's weird at all. Because you're turning 40 and I'm turning 38.
Come on, do you really want to be one of those ladies who's just so insecure about their age and they lie and then they gotta remember and it gets all...
You don't get it. See, you don't understand how it works. I don't want to shop at old lady stores. I don't want to go to J. Jill and Chico's and Ann Taylor Loft. I'm not ready yet. I need two more years.
That is so insane, it kind of makes sense.
What did you get me for my birthday?
Wait a minute, I thought you said that we shouldn't get each other gifts this year.
What do you mean? You're supposed to get me a surprise gift. This is a big birthday. I'm turning 40.
Thank you. So I identify with what she's talking about in that clip. Because
yeah, I don't even know what Chico's is or
Jill. Well, why would you? You wouldn't.
So I didn't kind of get that.
Well, you wouldn't because you're not a woman. And the expectations, I think, of men and women aging are different. And I think in some ways for women, it's, I don't know, I feel like it's kind of more of a struggle. So many things that you guys don't deal with that we do, I think. But we can get into that.
Examples now or?
I mean, okay. You want to get examples now?
Yeah, sure. Like, okay. How do we differ in?
Like, men look amazing with gray hair. Why is that?
Well, is that your personal opinion or does everybody feel that way?
I think that's sort of like women are expected to dye their hair, dye their roots, and guys just go gray and maybe some dye their hair, but they don't have to. Guys just kind of sort of look more
distinguished,
right. Yeah. And women, you know, sort of. I think I don't know. I feel like men sort of get more sophisticated as they get older. I think as women get older, we get more fabulous. But I think as a society, what?
Fabulous?
Yeah, absolutely. We're wiser. We're, you know, we know more what we want. We understand ourselves better. We're less willing to take any shit. Like, I think that
exactly.
We're...
Exactly. So why the...
I'm saying that's our perception, I think, of ourselves and each other. But I think as a society,
okay.
There's more pressure put on women than okay. There are. And people may be out there saying, oh, God, that's ridiculous. But that's my personal opinion. Mm-hmm. I think that there's this... is different, you know, there's just, I don't know, a different standard.
Yeah, no, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, so I identify with what she's saying. I don't care who knows I'm 40, obviously. But,
yeah, well, it's our first episode, so.
Yeah, so, but.
Everybody knows that you're 40.
But at the same time, you know, I don't want to feel old. I don't want to be perceived as old. I'd like to be perceived as experienced and knowing more about myself and understanding more about the world, but I don't want to dress like an old lady either. So
yeah, I don't think anybody looking on us is like they're old, right?
I think probably people in their 20s do.
Oh, right. Damn it. Forgot about those people.
Yeah, I'm sure that when our babysitters are old or over and we come home at 10 o'clock after a night.
That's not even true, first of all.
They're like,
it's like 10:30
all right,
usually.
I'm going to go start my night now. No, yes, I think absolutely the same way that we looked at older people right. When we were younger. Sure. I don't feel old. I mean, in some ways I feel very old.
Yeah.
In some ways I still feel, you know, young-ish. So my first question was, in what ways do you feel older now that you turn 40?
Right. So I think the biggest thing and the first thing that I can even think of is that just I'm 40. It's just the number. It's just...
Right, like you know, telling people you're 40.
Yeah, so it just sounds old to me to say, yeah, I'm 40. I mean, I guess in a good way, if somebody says, you know, hey, how old are you? And I say 40, and they say, wow, really? And I'm like, oh, thank you, but oh, shit, wait, that means I'm old because I'm actually 40.
Right.
Even though I don't maybe look
that
way.
Okay, here's another standard, and maybe this is just you. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but when we go to a bar or something several times, we'll get to the front where they're carding, and the bouncer or whoever it is at the front will say, excuse me, can I see your ID? And I'll take mine out, and they'll say, oh, no, I don't need to see your ID. I just need to see his ID, and they'll point to you. And I'm like, oh, well, that's fabulous.
No, didn't they say, no, not you, just your son's ID?
No, that's not funny. Oh, my God.
That happened. Did
it?
Yes.
No, it didn't.
You don't remember that at the bar in New York?
I mean, I'm so glad you're reminding me. Just your sons? Is that
what
happened?
No, I'm just fucking with you. No, that didn't happen.
Oh, thank God, because I was like about to end it all.
Are you kidding? Come on.
Okay.
You look young too.
No, but that has happened more than once,
but not more.
Okay,
more
so
than
as
three
a 40-year-old woman, right. You do not want that to happen.
Well, you weren't 40 when it happened.
Oh, thank you.
That's even better, right?
Okay, go ahead. Sorry, I had to just tell you.
No, I know. Okay, so another way that I really feel older now, when I was younger, I felt like I was Superman. Like I could do anything. I think mostly physically, probably the mental part of it was just, I guess there was no consequences or nothing I had even think about what I was doing. For example, good example, when we were 20, right? 21, whatever. We went skiing up in the Poconos. And I was like, okay, let's go. We're not skiers. And no. And we put the skis on, went up the hill. I just flew down the mountain with no problem. It was, I just put my mind to it. I could do it. And we did it.
Yeah, you didn't even feel like you needed a lesson. We haven't been skiing since we were like 10.
No, I just put my skis straight and went down the hill. I think I lapped you a couple times when you were going side to side. And it was.
I was always more cautious.
So fast forward 20 years, we went skiing with some friends who are skiers and snowboarders and know what they're doing. And this 20 years later, and I said, okay, I skied 20 years ago. I knew what I was doing. I could do it. And I didn't even make it up the hill before falling off the ski lift and bringing down a friend of ours too with me.
Right.
And when we finally made it up the hill, I put my skis on and went down the hill barely because I was on my ass pretty much half the time. So things were just a lot easier, and I could do things a lot easier than where I thought I could do it now, and it's just not as easy as it was.
Yeah, when we were 20 and you were lapping me, I didn't think for a second. I wasn't worried for a second about you getting hurt. This time, right. I stayed back. I didn't even want to try skiing because I hadn't been in so long. I stayed back at the house. You went skiing, and the whole time I was like, I know I'm going to get a phone call that he
almost did.
Injured himself or injured somebody else. Or
both of those things happened, by the way.
Right. Thankfully, not seriously. Right. But, you know, certainly I was much more worried this time than I was when you were 20 because, you know, you could handle whatever was thrown at you when you were 20. And now...
Right.
It's much different.
Yeah, and now there's consequences if things go south, where before... Right.
But you obviously still have the mentality of a 20-year-old.
Well, I think I do.
That you could do it.
Yeah, I think I have the mentality of a 20-year-old.
Yeah, well, sometimes you still act like a 20-year-old.
Yeah, I know.
For better or for worse.
Mm-hmm. Usually for worse. okay, lastly, though, the ways I feel older now is when we were in our 30s, I think we're probably our... not easiest years, but the most fun years because things were new to us. We were married just a few years when we turned 30, right? And we were just having kids and getting into a house. So everything was fun, right? Like we had babies.
Small problems.
We were new into a house. So it was just fun. It was the first time we were doing things and we didn't have to think about the, you know, realistically what having children having kids means, right?
It was fun. It was just gymboree classes.
Well, the problems were that they were crying too much and we had to find their pacifier or get their bottle.
Right.
Like that was the solution to our problems.
And we knew what the solution was. They're crying, they're probably hungry. Now it's much bigger.
No,
issues.
Now it's, they have to go to college. We have to think about things like that now that we're getting older and they're getting older. So we have to think about the reality of, life, having kids and having a house, and a house means a mortgage.
They don't
and
feel
kids
like toys anymore.
College.
They feel like we're actually raising human beings.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We have to make sure they're actually going to be good people. Mm-hmm. And we have to make that happen, where before it was just, we have babies and it's fun. And, we just got a house. Oh my God, that's so much fun. Mm-hmm. So feeling older now because of those things.
More?
Yeah.
Here.
Speaking of which, there's our youngest.
All right, take it.
Go ahead.
We forgot to mention in the beginning that this might be the only podcast you listen to where you're going to hear kids asking us for stuff and dogs barking and kids screaming at us and because life, and that's just how it goes.
Yeah.
So this might be the realest podcast you ever listen to.
Yeah, unfortunately for any of you
listening. And the fact that our kids still think that we need to get them water. We're obviously doing something very wrong. I mean, he's only 6, granted. But our 10-year-old would probably ask us the same thing.
Yeah, easily. Yeah. What about you? So, all right, ways that we feel older. So how do you answer that?
Well, I feel a little guilty because I think a lot of mine are physical or superficial. And I feel bad about that. But I think a lot of the
isn't that what it is, though?
No, because I think that, I like where I am, more my personality, mentally. I like myself much better in a lot of ways. But I also think that, yeah, most of my struggles are superficial and, you know, having to do with the fact that, you know, when I was in my 20s or even my early 30s, I could eat whatever I wanted and I didn't gain weight. Now I wake up and I eat a crumb and I've gained 4 pounds. Like, I don't like to admit that that's what I'm, you know, that's a concern of mine, but it is. I hate that.
Well, I think a lot of people feel the same way.
A lot of women, yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's not so superficial. But, I mean, you know, I think it's a reality. Like,
yeah, but, you know, that's not a fun thing to admit.
In the scheme of things, it's nothing. But for, you know, looking at yourself and thinking how you feel about yourself, that's a big deal.
Yeah. I think everything is like an inch and a half lower than it once was.
I wish I had that problem.
I think that, you know, that's sort of, you know, it's everything. Gravity is like taking its toll on me because I've been on this earth longer, maybe, and just, I don't know, have succumbed to gravity. I don't know. Well, why? I don't know why. But it is happening. And that sucks. I think, I mean, by virtue of having kids, and this is going to be the first of too much information, I pee when I don't want to pee.
This is getting to be a really hot podcast, by the way.
No, but seriously, this is like, lead I think to a lot of women out there will agree that, you know, I could go on a trampoline or do jumping jacks and be just fine, you know, 15 years ago. Now I have to like plan for it accordingly. I'm not kidding.
Right.
But I think, you know, everything. If I have drinks the night before, the next day I have to just not make any plans. Like, everything affects me physically more. Mm-hmm. You know, I think on the other note, you know, mentally, I think I'm way more happy. I mean, I don't want to. I saw Jane Fonda, who is, I have to tell Adam who every celebrity is because he knows who no one is. But she's 80. She just turned 80, and she looks fabulous. I want her plastic surgeon.
Well, I was just going to say, she looks fabulous.
Okay,
why?
Good for her.
No.
Oh, no, don't say no. No, she still has to exercise. She's on this show. You can't believe what she does. I couldn't do what she does in this show.
Like, yeah, I haven't seen it, so I don't even know.
Oh, my God. She's incredible. And you know what? Listen. You do what you got to do to feel good. I don't care. And I love her. I think she's amazing. So she was saying she was on Ellen, and Ellen put a picture of Jane Fonda in her 20s, you know, up on the screen. And Jane Fonda looked at it and said, you know what? She said, I wouldn't want to be back at that stage for anything in the world. And she's 80, so that's a big statement. But I identified with that. Like, I would never want to be my 20-year-old self. I like who I am now much more. Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely don't want you to be your 25-year-old self.
Well, maybe physically. but no, I don't, I very much connected with that. And she's 80. Mm-mm. So for her to say that, that's a huge statement.
Yeah.
But she loves who she is now. That's, and I identify with that. So I get it. But, you know, physically it's a different thing. It's a different animal. You're just, you know, you're trying to, you know, look not so much young, but you want to feel good and you want to feel like you're taking care of yourself. And it's a lot more work than it was.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I didn't need to worry about like what moisturizer I used when I was 20. Now it's like I do that research. So it's a whole different ballgame.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, all right, ways you feel the same.
I don't. Next.
Oh, that was fast. Would you like to elaborate
sure.
on that?
Sure. Okay. Yeah, no.
Not at all?
No. Like
and
the
meanwhile,
same.
Meanwhile, I'm looking at your skin. Like, you don't have wrinkles. Like, what is that? Why is that?
Well, I research moisturizers.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's not fair. I don't get it.
I stay out of the sun. And
don't. Not purposely.
Right. I don't feel the same. Like we were talking about before, Yeah, sometimes mentally, like the skiing thing, I try to think I can feel the same, but I know I'm not. And I got to be honest, I don't want, like you were just saying, I don't want to be the same. I don't want to be the person I was when I was in my 20s. You know, I kind of look back and I don't like that person. Like it was me trying to become something that I wasn't sure I really wanted to be. And I got a little cocky in my attitude and my, you know, I was trying to, you know, grow in a way that I thought is what I wanted. But now looking back, I'm thank God that didn't happen because that's not what I wanted. So
I agree with everything you said.
Yeah, exactly. But that's because we're older now and know what is real to us. And that wasn't. So I guess just like Jane Fonda, I look back at my old picture and think, yeah, I don't want to be him anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, I was younger you know, more fit. Actually, no, back then, maybe that's not true even either, right?
I mean, you were thin.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not in a good way. But so no, I'm not the same and I don't want to be. So I'm happy now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
That's my answer.
Good.
Yeah.
That was a good answer.
Thank you.
Well, I have some ways that I think, and I think you have some of the same. I'll speak for you too, if that's
all
right.
Please do. Well, listen.
I think that we both still feel like we need to have fun. I think we...
I mean, that's...
Well, I think some people sacrifice that, you know, that they don't make time for fun, and they're so concerned about, you know, the daily responsibilities, and I think we take very good care of our kids. But we also, they know that we have our own time also. And
we make sure they know.
Yeah.
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 Which is important. I'm not saying that as.
For us to maintain our happiness, we need to have a good time and be able to, you know, get out there and kind of act like kids sometimes. And we do that. Bars and restaurants and going to New York. And so I think that that's still the same. I have that same need. I need to have adventure. I need to have fun. I need things to feel new and fresh. Would you agree with that?
I want to add that to my list.
Okay, you can. I will allow that.
All right, that's the only one that's on my list, so that's good.
And by virtue of the fact that we had kids so young, you know, we got married when we were 24 and 25 and had kids soon after that. I think some of our same, or actually, I won't speak for you on this. Some of my same dreams are the same because we sort of put them on the back burner and we won't get to really experience them until the kids are out of the house.
Like what?
Travel. I mean, we've done
some. We've traveled.
Well, you know, we've traveled. We'll go to a Caribbean island for a week because we need to relax.
Yeah, we've done very little exotic traveling. Yeah,
well, not even exotic, but cultural, seeing the world.
Right. I was kind of right. It's been more, look, we're in the northeast of the United States. We're in New Jersey. So it's more the Caribbean or Florida or, and that's pretty much where we've traveled exclusively, except maybe halfway across the country.
Right.
For the most part.
I'm not running to Thailand now or to, you know, Peru now or anything. Like, those are places I really want to go. But right now, they don't make sense. So no. I want to see them.
We don't
have
the time for that. I mean,
no, we don't have the time. We don't have the money. We don't have, you know, right. There's so many things that we have to think about. But our, you know, we have to, like you said, save for college and all this stuff that I still want to do those things that we haven't done. That hasn't changed. Mm-hmm. I would like to still see those places, but by virtue of just life being life, we can't do it now.
Right.
So I think a lot of my dreams are the same. You know, I think that everyone will disagree with this in my household, but I still think I'm like a cool human being. I think
wrong.
That
fake news.
Oh my God.
No, you are.
Well, now very everyone knows you're not cool.
Listen, I never even try to pretend I am anymore.
Yeah. I think that I would want to be around me. I like myself.
I like being around you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
No, but I still think that, you know, I have a little bit of that edge to me.
I think more than you think, people think you're cool.
Maybe. I hope so.
Yeah.
I think some of my friends do.
That's what I meant.
But they're probably not very cool either. No. Oh, and that's another thing. A way that I maybe this is more different, is that I like people in general less. I like meeting strangers less. I'm not interested in making any new friends. Mm. But the people who are in my life now, I am obsessed with them. I love them. I feel like we've done such a good job of making our tribe, for lack of a better word. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that we have.
How long do you think it's been since you felt that way? That you don't want to meet new friends, or because I feel the same way.
Right.
But I'm just curious because I want to make a point. So,
I don't know. How long has it been? I don't know. I feel like, I mean, what's the last, I guess, 5 years ago was the last time we made really good friends?
Well, that's kind of my point. That's where I was going.
You know, like since then, I don't think we've made any new really good friends.
I feel like in the last 8 years, we've probably made our best friends. Mm-hmm. That we hang out with today.
Yeah, I mean, my best friend from college.
That doesn't count, right? We have our best friends from the past. But, you know, what I'm saying is our day-to-day, who do we meet up with? Who do we go out with? We've met them in the last 5 to 8 years at most.
Okay.
And even though I agree with you where I don't want to meet anybody. Like, I don't need friends. I'm not looking for anybody new. But whoever we hang out with or go to dinner with, they're kind of recent. Which kind of goes against?
I guess that's right? True. Well, they say that your friends, you keep your core friends, but your friends also change sort of every 7 years, is what I've heard.
Never heard that.
Yeah, I have. That every 7 years you sort of like recalculate, for lack of a better term, friendships, and you know, your life changes. Maybe you move. Maybe you have a new child. Whatever. That every 7 years you make sort of a new. But I feel like now our friends, and maybe we'll make new ones, I have no idea, but I feel like right now our friends are like family.
Yeah, I think the friends that we've made, like I was just saying, in the last few years, they are family. They're, yeah. You know.
Right.
And it's almost like a week to biweekly thing that we see them.
Right. And we don't waste time on the weekends. We don't make plans with people we don't want to be with. We say no to things that we don't want to go to.
Oh, yeah.
We no longer put any of that, you know, before our own desires.
Well, that's a good point as we're getting older, how things have changed. We don't try to I'm struggling with this point, but we don't try
to be anyone we're not.
Yeah, we don't try to be anyone, and we don't want to waste time with doing things that aren't important to us. Mm-hmm. Like going out with people that aren't, I don't want to say not important to us, but we want to be with people who are important to us and who mean something
to
us.
Yeah, there are 52 weekends in a year.
Yeah, so we just want to make sure that every second counts, I guess, that we're doing the things that we love to do.
And absolutely.
Being with the people we love to be with.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's a similar, I don't know what that goes with, but if that goes with ways we feel the same or ways we feel different, but
I don't know.
That's just something
that's a good
that
segue.
Is new.
So let's move on from there.
Okay, let's move on.
We could
from
be
there.
Rambling here.
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So I asked, well, I wrote down some questions, and I had you answer what you said and that what you thought I would say.
Right.
And then I answered, and I answered what I thought you would say.
Okay.
Am I making sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So the first question I asked, and I don't know your answers. You don't know my answers. Mm-hmm. So this is, you know, a surprise to us. What is the most shocking thing about the past 15 years of marriage? Like something that you know, did not expect.
I have the same answer for both of us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That we're still married. I think that's pretty shocking.
Yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. We had a shitty first couple of years of marriage.
Uh-huh.
I mean, multiple times where we thought we were not going to make it. Mm-hmm. So the fact that we were able to grow enough with each other over the last 20 years or 15 years, I think in itself is shocking enough that we're still here together now doing this podcast.
Okay, so what would you equate the fact that we're still together to? Because I agree. I mean, first year of marriage was awful.
I think it was more
and
than,
we were very young. So that
we were very young and
it.
Immature. Mm-hmm. We were very immature 25-year-olds. Mm-hmm. And we're very immature 40-year-olds. So,
well, I don't think we were just immature 25-year-olds. I think we both had this very strong idea of what we expected, very high expectations for the other person.
Well, yeah, I think we both had high expectations of who we were, too, not just about the other person.
Well, and who we okay.
No.
I think they go hand in hand.
Yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. That makes sense. But I think we've both kind of, you know, figured each other out what's real and what's not and what makes sense and what doesn't, right? So I think we've kind of learned to understand each other and what makes sense.
Yeah,
for both of us.
I think we stopped worrying about our expectations and started accepting one another for who we were because we realized that it was worth it.
Well, I think that's a good definition of marriage in itself. Mm-hmm. But I think for us, maybe it was like a couple of degrees higher than what's normal for a definition of marriage, right? Like we kind of were, I don't know, not normal as far as we're just so different. I mean, does that make sense?
No? I guess so. I think we're different in a lot of ways and similar in a lot of ways.
Now we are.
Similar. Yeah, we were always similar in a lot of
ways.
You
think so?
Yeah, I think we always had the same core values, and I think that we had the same...
I don't know if that's true. I don't think my values were there as far as...
Oh, you are an asshole.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And
well, but you put family first. You always put family first. You just happen to put your family first rather than me first. I think that you... you were always a good human being. I mean, you were a jerk.
Yeah, I don't know if that was that good of a human being, actually, back then.
Maybe not. Yeah, maybe not. That's true. Well, we've come a long way, no matter what. Both of us have come a long way. But yes, I would agree with you that there are several times that I think that our marriage could have ended, for sure.
Oh, easily.
And, what is that? What kept us together?
Well, I think there was something... there that something that we both just knew that we just had this
a connection
like deep love for mm-hmm. each other that just kept us together.
Yeah, we were better together than apart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of it. That's enough. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. I think that we we've just always had this sort of connection that has kept us together, I think.
Yeah.
And that we've been willing, well, we've also both been willing to work at it. I think as long as you're willing to work at it, you can make it happen. As long as you have the, you know, that foundation of just like loving each other and loving to be together, I think you can work anything out except, you know, maybe cheating or I don't know. But I think that you could work anything out as long as you have, you know, this, as long as you're both willing to do the work and as long as you're both willing to, you know, to move on and get past things. So I think that's probably where we
well,
are.
Yeah, we've had to do that a couple times. So mm-hmm. let's
okay.
get to the next one.
Okay. So I said the most shocking thing about the past 15 years was sort of just how much of a roller coaster ride it's been.
That's shocking?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I knew anything about marriage when we got married. There's no course. Nobody teaches you. I think your own parents sort of tried to shield you from the, you know, I mean, my parents fought, but I was so self-consumed. I didn't worry about, you know, I didn't think of the details of it. I used to go into my parents' room and say, "Are you getting divorced?" They'd say no. And I'd say, "Okay, great." And I'd go back and I'd play
but
my
But also in college, you lived with another girl. So that was your reality about you and another, you know, girl living together, and now you have to move in with a guy, and
right,
that's a 180.
Like I'm friends, and now I have to live with a boy. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
it's, you know, it's a 180 switch. It's mm-hmm. it's, you know, very different.
It's not just a boy. It's a boy who expects me to be the one who's going to clean and take care of stuff, and you know, do all the domestic stuff that you expected from a wife that I wasn't really willing to do. And when we first got married, I was working full time. So that was an issue.
I don't remember that.
Oh, well, you wouldn't, would you? That's how convenient.
Yeah, exactly.
So
that's my answer.
Yes, living with a girl is much, much easier.
Right.
So I think that, you know, there's no course. there's you know, maybe you could read books or whatever, but there's nothing to really prepare you for that.
There should be.
What?
My daughter's learning Italian in school, but not how to, like,
survive in real life. Stuff like that. Yeah, there's not just marriage. Yeah, paying bills or anything. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I say that all the time.
Whole nother subject.
So, okay, what is the best surprise that could happen in the next 15 years?
That we're still married.
Oh, my God.
No, that's not true. You. The real answer is that we're still alive.
Oh, my God.
How am I doing in this game so far?
You're just a terrible... Wow. You've been watching too much Walking Dead.
The best surprise that could happen in the next 15 years. I just want things to be the way they are now. Like, that... Not that it would be, I guess, not so much a surprise, but that's what I want. And maybe it would be a little bit of a surprise in 15 years if it was like it was today. Just between you and I, not talking about kids and not, you know, because they'll hopefully be out of the house in 15 years. Mm-hmm. They better be out of the house in 15 mm-hmm. years. But so my surprise would be that we're still doing this, whether it's, you know, podcasting or the next thing or whatever it is, but just enjoying each other's company and loving each other and, you know, doing the things that we do to make us happy.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. So I would be very happy, not surprised, mm-hmm. but if that's what we could do.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's very sweet.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
No, I appreciate that.
I think I was going to say, you were talking about the kids. I would say that the best surprise for me, or maybe, well, I'm hoping that our kids go off to college, all of them, and off like when somewhere. They're supposed to. No, not somewhere, college, and are on their way to leading successful lives, and that we like get to do the things we haven't gotten to do, travel, right. and, you know, do the stuff that we didn't get to do because we got married when we did. Mm-hmm. And I thought you were going to say that you were hoping that we would move into a tiny house, one mm-hmm. of those, like, you know, 300 square foot houses.
No, that's not going to be a surprise. That's what's going to happen.
Oh, no, it's not. Oh. You're moving alone then.
Double wide trailer.
Nope.
Yep.
Yep.
All very right. nice
I'll,
one.
I'll come visit you.
No,
for
a
sure.
nice one.
No, I will 100% you will love come, it. Listen, come visit you. Yeah.
Decorated and mm-hmm. outhouse, beautiful.
Oh, outhouse. Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah, the guy who won't go camping. and then I start making some money.
Yeah.
So you don't even say anything.
Done.
That's okay. just what I thought you were going to say.
Right.
And okay, if you were living in a parallel universe, mm-hmm. Living a different existence, mm-hmm. what would you be doing without me and the kids?
Yep.
A parallel universe, no me, right. no wife. Well, maybe you have a wife. It's not me.
Oh, no.
No kids.
Parallel universe. There's no wife okay. involved.
That's what I figured. Yeah. Nope. All right, so what would your life look like?
Okay. Honestly, I have two scenarios here. Mm-hmm. Complete opposite ends of the spectrum, mm-hmm. right? So the first one, obviously, I'd be rich because I don't make, you know, not that if I make a lot of money or not, it doesn't matter. I don't have expenses. Mm-hmm. So... without having, you know, responsibilities of having anything to pay for, I can just pay for what I want and what makes me happy.
Well, what are you doing to get rich, or you don't care?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I don't give a shit. Mm-hmm. So, all right, scenario one, hope to have money, and I am going to have a place in New York City and just eat amazing food, have amazing cocktails, and just go out, have party, have a great time, eat incredible sushi and the whole thing. All right, so just living it up, probably, you know, be dead when I'm 50 and call it a life, right? Mm-hmm. So that's number one, successful life right there.
Okay.
Number two, like I said, opposite end of the spectrum here. I would like to get off the grid. No money, no, you know, responsibilities, no house, no anything, and just live in a place where I can work with other people. Build houses or feed the poor or whatever it is, a Peace Corps type of thing, where you don't even have the stress of money and day-to-day job and operations and that kind of stuff.
I can't help you to, I mean, I can't get you to bathe and clothe your own children.
That's because I have the responsibilities.
But you're going to go to another country
right.
and feed those children?
First of all, I'm not completely completely philanthropic. So I want to be in a nice climate and, you know.
Right. I knew there was a selfish.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, there's got to be something for me too, you know. Mm-hmm. But I got to, you know, I want both. I want the top end and the bottom end and be happy either way. Maybe I would do both. That would be, if I was in a parallel universe.
Half the year in New York. Half the year in
New York, half the year in the.
Haiti.
Is it hot in Haiti?
Yeah.
Beautiful. How hot?
You've been to Haiti. We've been there on a cruise.
Okay. Then I can go there.
Yeah,
okay.
It's beautiful fun. There. Yeah, and that would be a fantastic place for you to
it's
help.
Either. All right. So, all right. Quick answer. Mm-hmm. Completely selfish, self-absorbed existence. Or
no, this is what you would be leading if you weren't in your life now.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh my goodness, I love that.
Yeah, go ahead.
So that was scenario one. Scenario two is philanthropy and just helping out, not worrying about money or life or, you know, the stress of, you know, day to day going to work. So that's kind of what I was trying to get to.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So I would do both.
All right.
My answer for you, that's what we're doing, right?
Yeah. You have to tell what I would say.
If you were in a parallel universe. Lesbian. That's it.
Yeah, that was my answer.
Done. Next.
that would be the only other experience that I would want to have. I'm not interested in like being married to somebody else in a parallel universe. I have no...
But
I don't need another...
No, fantasies don't involve... you have in reality.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't need another man.
Right.
Yeah, I think that to me would be the other, I think it would be an easier existence to some degree. And it's probably the one thing I would want to experience that you can't give me. Okay, and, and I said for you that I thought you would be, I'm surprised you didn't say this because you play the drums, and you are very into like heavy metal. You've always been to rock bands and that kind of thing. I said that I thought you would be in a rock band touring, partying, having zero responsibilities,
right?
Sleeping with whatever women you wanted to sleep with, wrecking hotel rooms, the whole nine.
All right, I want to change my answer. I like that one.
Yeah. I mean, I would imagine that that's what you would, that's like your dream.
Yeah. You know what? I guess if you would have asked me 20 years ago, that would have been my answer. And it still is. I just don't think that way anymore.
You still have the same terrible taste in music.
That's my answer. I like that one.
Right. That's what I figured. Yeah. And again, you'd be dead at 50. So it works out perfectly.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I love that.
Right.
I'm in.
Okay. And, if you had to give one piece of advice to your younger self about getting married, what would it be? So we have a lot of like our babysitters and everything who I'm always talking to about this stuff. What would you tell them?
What would I tell? Wait, what?
What advice would you give them or to your younger self? Either way, somebody who's about to get married or you before you're about to get married, what would you say about marriage? What would be your best piece of advice knowing what you know now?
Stop. Don't do it.
Wow.
Really? Okay. Listen, if you love this person, get married. It's going to be really hard. It's going to be a lot of work. Okay. That's number one. You're going to be put in a lot of really uncomfortable situations. Like you got to be emotional or whatever. Like, you have to have feelings and thoughts and things. It's not easy. But for real, just do it. It's worth it in the end. I promise it's going to be worth it after all the stupid bullshit, and you're going to love it and just keep working hard. It's a lot of work, but it's so worth it. And it's going to be something that,
I would think that you were going to say, and be willing to work on it, like be willing to be an active participant working on it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You have to do a lot of work.
Yeah.
You have to try. It's, you know, it's hard because you're not just, you know, living for yourself anymore. You're living for everybody else and you have to get out of that and become not just you, but you and your spouse and keep working on it. Just keep going.
Okay.
Yeah. Never stop trying.
Great.
Right?
Sure.
Yeah. I'm still trying.
Yep.
Wait. I have to answer yours.
Oh, what you thought I was going to say? Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
You know what? No, you go first. Oh. Yeah, you go ahead.
Oh, now you have me intrigued.
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say what I would say to us or to another couple is I would say do what's best for you. Don't ever worry about what everybody else is doing.
Best for you together.
Not just for your yourself. Marriage. What's going to make your marriage better? Right. Like, I think for us, we know that there are certain things that a lot of other couples, you know, like we said, we live in the suburbs. We know that there are a lot of things that other people do for their kids or, you know, that is good that is good for them. That's not good for us. You know, other people don't need as much time together as we do or don't make as much time. I think do what's best for you. People are going to judge you no matter what. The people who are going to talk about you are going to talk about you, whatever choices you make. So do what is best for your marriage, mm-hmm. whether it's traditional, mm-hmm. not traditional, the stereotypes, whatever it is, you do what's best for you. Don't worry about the judgments. You have to worry about you and your spouse, and that's it.
Yeah, I'm still learning that.
Well, I think we both are. I think it's, you know, it's hard to not be motivated by other people's judgments or uh-huh. concerned about other people's judgments. And I think we do that now, but
I think that
it took a long time.
That's a good answer for you because that's me for a long time. It mm-hmm. took me a long time not to be influenced.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I finally gotten over that. Yeah. Know, probably not. You know, recently, but not, you know, not in the last couple of years, but it's been a long time.
Yeah, and your family's going to have expectations.
Yeah.
You know, your neighbors are going to have expectations. The other people, the other parents at school are going to have expectations. The school district is going to have expectations. Don't worry about any of it. Do what you want to do.
Right.
And with that, I think I'm all set.
Done?
I think we're all done with episode one. I
all
had
right.
fun.
Yeah.
It was great.
Good.
So I think we should close out with a clip from This Is 40.
Well, before we do that, yeah, we have to just at least mention where they can
right.
find us.
Yes,
right?
please.
This is episode one, so we have to...
Yeah, episode one. Say hi, everyone.
You want to say hi, Jonah?
Our youngest. Say hi. Oh, and get your six-year-old to stop sucking his fingers before... before he's the only one in almost second grade sucking his fingers.
Right. All right. Yeah. So, where can they find us? Facebook, Instagram,
mm-hmm.
Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously iTunes, please do us a favor and try, you know, we're going to be better. I promise.
oh my God.
It's true.
I thought we did well.
No, we did. Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
No, we did great. No, okay. You did great.
Oh, well, that's all that matters.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so we want to keep doing this, please. It's a lot of fun for us. So rate us and find us wherever we are on Instagram and Facebook. And
you're
Twitter
terrible at this.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what
well,
you're
this
doing
is new.
Either.
This is, yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Also, you could check out my blog, Where the F is My Handbook, EFF, Where the F is My Handbook.
Cheap plug.
No, it's not a cheap plug. It's I think a lot of the moms will love it. It's fun. We
right.
have a great time over there. So go check it out. And they're connected, kind of. They, you know, moms, marriage, martinis. I don't know.
Check out episode two
I've had
after
too
this
many
one.
Martinis.
It's going to be fun.
Okay.
You're going to enjoy the next one.
Yep.
All right.
Bye.
Why did we fight?
I don't know. It makes no sense
It
at
makes
all.
No sense.
When we get in a fight, look in my eyes and let's remember this moment right now and know that we never have to fight.
But you're such a dick sometimes.
I know. People think I'm so nice, but I'm such a dick.
Thank you for admitting that.
And you get so mad at me.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like you want to kill me.
I do want to kill you.
How would you do it?
I don't know. I'd poison you. I poison your cupcakes that you pretend not to eat every day. And just put, like, enough in to just slowly weaken you.
I love it.
I would enjoy our last few months together.
Me too.
Because you'd be so weak and, like, sweet, and I could take care of you, but while killing you.
See? You know what I love about us? You can still surprise me. I figured for sure you'd knock me out with one fell swoop of poison, but you would extend it over a series of months.
Have you ever thought about killing me?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Sure.
How would you do it?
Wood chipper.
A wood chipper?
Yeah.
A wood chipper.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. Did you see Fargo?
Yeah. Oh, that's a bad plan. The cupcakes is a way better plan.
It is. You're right. You know what? I won't murder you.
Aw. I love you.